This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, October 17th. God's word for you today is, strike it out. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 21. And it says, produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. The fact that some prophets said something does not mean your fate is sealed. Prophecies are not sentences. You are to wage war with them. The one you do not accept, cancel it. Look at the story of Joseph, for example. Joseph saw the moon, the sun, and 11 stars bow to him. True. Genesis chapter 37, verse 9. But what did Jacob say? Jacob said in Genesis chapter 37, verse 10, what kind of dream is that? He asked, will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow to the ground before you? Jacob changed it. Jacob was the only person who did not bow to Joseph. Everyone else did. Check scriptures. Jacob did not bow to Joseph, not because he was arrogant, but because he simply did not accept it. In other words, Jacob was saying to Joseph, you will fulfill every other thing, but this one will not happen. Many people feel helpless, particularly when they feel something has come authentically from God. I am here to say to you that God does not even expect that you feel like that. When there is a statement issued against you as a child of God, most times God is waiting, looking and stalling and saying, will he come? Will she come? Will there be somebody that will plead his or her case? Like the case of Job, God said in Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30, I looked for someone who might rebuild the wall of righteousness that girds the land. I searched for someone to stand in the gap, in the wall, so I wouldn't have to destroy the land, but I found no one. So, even when there is a negative pronouncement, heaven is waiting for you to show up, plead your case and change it. Even if that pronouncement has been settled, and even if it is from God, God is saying, I am waiting for you to come, plead your case and change it. The power of intercession is such that regardless of what has been decreed by man, you can go to the courts of heaven and change it. You can change it. I can tell you several stories of my life and of pronouncement that has been made, but I changed them, and they remain changed in Jesus' name. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32 says, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. You cannot have God who loves you so much, Jesus who died for you, and you will be at the mercy of whatever system. It is an indictment on your God. You need to take your case to heaven and say, this is what has been said, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come as your servant and I cancel it, and it will stay cancelled. Let us pray. Father, I come in the name of Jesus and cancel every negative pronouncement against my destiny, and I decree that it remains cancelled. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.